GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hillerick Tyler Show. The question of the day posted online, WVOMFM.com, also on our Facebook and Insta pages this morning. It's there for a reason. Has Maine's drug crisis grown too complex for government to fix? Here's why we're asking that this morning. George, behind the bulletproof glass in Spacious Studio 7A, I want you to meet Bill Riley. Bill is I'm going to call you a concerned citizen. Bill, how's that sound?
That's exactly what I am.
All right. And George, friend of the program, we've talked to them frequently, Bobby Charles, Republican for governor, yes, and a man that has been very active in drug interdiction in our nation. He's on line three, George, for GHRT.
Good morning, Bobby. Nice to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, George, and both of you, all of you.
Bill, tell us about the event that is coming to Jeff's Catering in Brewer. We're marking our calendars for this Friday with the doors opening at 5:30 and the event getting underway at 6:30. What's going on?
That is correct. This is an outgrowth of a bunch of citizens from Bangor who got together. Basically, we got together and talked about the drug problem in this area. And we said, you know, we can't just sit around talking about it. We've got to do something about it. And it kind of grew from there. It grew from citizens in Bangor to citizens in eastern Maine. And we put together a group called Concerned Citizens of Eastern Maine and said, what do we do for the average citizen that hears about it, knows about it, but can't do anything about it? And we said, well, the first thing we'll do is have a conference, and a conference to discuss the problem, define the problem, and get some experts in to talk about the problem. So that's where it's come from. It's all a grassroots effort.
It will be at Jeff's Catering and Event Center in Brewer, and hopefully a turnout. Bobby, you've had long experience. The drug crisis in the United States is very complex, very longstanding. Can it be solved?
You know, I think, George, the answer to that question is like maintaining your teeth or anything else. It's going to take time. It's hard. There's no such thing as we wake up one morning and the drug crisis or all of our problems are gone, okay? But you can manage it down to a level where people feel safe and secure. And I guess I'm going to just say this. I see what Bill is doing, and there are others involved in it, as a really positive sign. Because what I think, the first thing, it's like any problem you have, the first thing is you have to recognize you have a problem. And you have to recognize it serious enough that it's going to require a concerted effort to solve. We have the capacity in this state, and I want to emphasize, this is even sounds kind of ironic since I'm running for governor, but this is not a political event. This is a civic event. This is about understanding the gravity of the problem, but also understanding the number of solutions that, if pursued together, can solve this problem. And I do mean that, George. We do have 10,000 overdoses in this state. We have a lot. We've talked about this on the show before. We have organized crime groups here, et cetera. But believe it or not, the way that you solve that, both from a law enforcement perspective, from a treatment perspective, from a prevention perspective, from an economic development perspective, all of these pieces, and it is complex, is for the citizens themselves to say, you know what? I've had enough of this. I don't want this to be the new normal. And so when they called me, I said, yeah, we can talk about the national trends, where these drugs come from, what they look like, how you address them, how people who have an addiction problem need to have it addressed. This is as much this problem is as much solved by citizen engagement and a belief that it matters as it is by anything the government does.
Ahead of the event at Jeff's Catering in Brewer this Friday, starting at 6:30, doors open at 5:30, Crisis in the Shadows Confronting Maine's Drug Emergency. Bill, along with identifying the problem, you also have to stop the bleeding. And we still have, some say, policies which are allowing people to come in either through our borders or up from southern states and bring their poison that they peddle in our part of the world. How do we stop the bleeding?
Well, I'll tell you that we sat down and thought a lot about how we're going to do this, because it's such a multi-tentacled problem of drugs in this area. And we said we're going to hit it in three or four phases. If this goes well, this event, we're talking in this first one about the supply side. What's coming into the country and to the state and to our local communities, and where is it coming from? Multinational, national, organized crime, whatever. That's what we're talking about this time. If that goes well, then we're going to shift from there to treatment and have another seminar with experts in the treatment for our relatives and friends and everybody affected by the drugs. Obviously, it's a huge, huge problem, and that's why we asked for experts to come in and talk about the supply side of things. And I will tell you, as Bobby said, this is apolitical. We don't want any politics in this. And frankly, we talked to a lot of people, a lot of experts, and asked them to be speakers. And the speakers that we have lined up are the people who stepped up and said, I'll be part of this and do something about it.
Bobby, a complete solution maybe unrealistic in the view of some people due to the nature of it, but a major reduction in deaths, addiction, drug-related harm is absolutely possible. Are you optimistic that we can get this job done?
So I actually am, George, and I'm going to state the problem as succinctly as I can. We have been overrun by four or five major drug trafficking channels, which really boil down to groups, the Trinitarios, which are Dominicans all over this state. The Sinaloa cartel ships a lot of their drugs here. The Chinese, of course, ship fentanyl in, and then there are the grow houses where illegal aliens, and we do have to get the illegal aliens out of the state as a bipartisan collective effort. We need to remove them from the state because they are not doing us any good. Many of them are deeply involved in this, and the gangs are deeply involved. And then you have a couple of other groups that I won't get too deep into, but there's no question we have a major crisis. This is a place Maine has never been before. But am I optimistic? Yes, I am, because I think if you, I encourage both Democrats and Republicans to think this way. If you can think about how important deterrence is in any other aspect of life, international or even in a personal environment where your word is your bond and you really do mean what you say, if we can get back to law enforcement being able to enforce the laws that are already on the books and be able to be empowered, not down, not underfunded and sort of low morale. I mean, Portland, by example, is 35 officers below where they need to be. And it's actually not entirely a funding problem. It's a morale problem. It's a recruiting and retention problem. That's happening all over the state. So if you can rebuild the idea that law enforcement is something that every citizen wants, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you are, young, old, and at the same time, we also look at where are the drugs coming from. Most of them come up 95 out of Boston, believe it or not. We do have some coming over the northern border. We're going to need some technology that's going to keep us safe from the northern border. And we've got to remember we have a huge maritime border. And so we do get drugs in through that environment, particularly meth. But we're dealing with meth, heroin, crack cocaine, and fentanyl, and some synthetics that people don't even really know about, some that I can't even pronounce. They're so long and chemically complicated. But the gist is we have had a very healthy state before and a safe state before, and we know how to do this. It's just a matter of working the Rubik's Cube back to where it belongs.
An interesting text message in our conversation with Bill Riley, concerned citizen, and also Bobby Charles, Republican for governor, ahead of Unmasking the Drug Crisis in Maine event at Jeff's Catering Brewer this Friday. Doors open 5:30. The event begins at 6:30. This person writes to us, and Bill, I'll address this to you. Overdose deaths are down, but they are using that stat to say that things are better. But overdoses are way up. We're just Narcanning everybody back to life all day long. Can we trust the data that we are looking at to help guide our plan to address the crisis?
Well, I'll tell you, as a citizen, and that's what I am, I'm not an expert on this. We don't know what data is accurate and what we're all being told. And that's the whole reason for the conference, is to start a conversation and get people involved so that they can start looking at the data and talking with everybody from legislators to police officers on how we can start fixing the problem. It's a tough thing for the normal citizen just to be out and about and hearing everything in the papers and on the radio and everything and understanding the problem in full. And that's one of the reasons that we're doing the conference.
Bobby, you're a lawyer and a successful lawyer, and you have a lot of experience. So I'll ask a kind of a legal question in a way. Shifting from punishment to treatment for possession for small amounts, they're doing it in some countries. I know Portugal, for one. Continued efforts to control opioid prescribing. Is this the right way to go?
Well, the short answer is Our problem in this state is that we have major traffickers with foreign sources. And in fact, if you're a Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. You have to get those foreign source narcotics out of the state. There's enough fentanyl probably hiding in this state right now to kill the entire state several times over. We know because we pick up enough on a weekly basis to know it's here. So the number one task is get these drugs the hell out of the state of Maine. If we can keep them out of the state, and we can do that, I don't want to speak politically, but I do want to say I've done this, and I know how this is done. So we can get them out of the state. Then you turn to what I'll call the Get Well, Stay Well plan, which is to get people to step away from, if they're choosing in that direction, to step away from it, but then more importantly, to get those that are addicted off it. We only have 315 beds for treatment in this entire state. And I mean, think of it, north, south, east, west, and we have 1.4 million people. That does not work. But I am heavily focused on the supply side because I think law enforcement, unfortunately, has not been upmanned and up-resourced in a way. All 16 of our counties ought to be high-intensity drug trafficking areas. If that happened, like in West Virginia, which has 17 counties and they're all high-intensity drug trafficking areas by designation at the federal level, we got to work with this president, get it designated, then huge millions of dollars pour in to direct themselves at this. And I want to jump backwards one step to your question, Rick. The data is always questionable, but the gist of the data is very clear. And what the data that says that we've had drug death declines is coming out of Drug Hub, which is the governor's data, but there's no reason to specifically doubt that data. The individual wrote that text in is absolutely right. This governor distributes 20,000 units of Narcan a month. Now think about that. What are you doing? That's a finger in the dike that isn't even keeping the dike from collapsing, because we continue to get more and more people addicted. So we lose more than one Maine kid, actually closer to two, a day in this state. When I was growing up in this state, when we were all young in this state, there was no such thing as this. And the good news and the optimism, George, that I have is if you focus hard on a problem you want to fix, whether it's addiction itself on an individual level or a state that is effectively addicted and being persecuted and being just overrun by these groups, if you focus your attention on it, you will fix it. And we can fix it. We just have to understand we got a problem, and we got a problem we need to get together on and fix.
How bad do we want to see a solution, Bill? Do we want it bad enough that we are willing to pay higher taxes to finance it?
Well, that's a judgment for the citizens to either accept or reject. But I will have to tell you, how bad do we want it? I have friends, relatives, everybody that have been affected by the drug trade and by what's going on here. And there has to come a time when people say, we've had enough. And this is an effort by citizens to say, we've had enough. Now let's get serious about affecting the drug problem. And that's the whole reason that we're doing what we're doing. I have a big heart for anybody who is caught up in drugs. Personally, and with my friends, we have helped a lot of street people and others that are struggling in life for a variety of reasons, and it all gets tied back into the drug trade in many ways too. And it upsets us that people from away, from China, from Dominican Republic, wherever, you know, are taking advantage of our citizens, our friends, our relatives here in Maine.
Thank you very much, Bill, for being here today and for this meeting. You can't solve a problem until you understand it.
That's right. And we're just taking the first step. That's all we're doing.
Bobby, you're coming up for the event on Friday?
I am. And I just want to say, it doesn't necessarily mean increased taxes. We can divert money from these illegal alien, you know, new American offices and from a bunch of other things that we don't need. And a lot of this money for solving this comes from the federal government, if you ask. But the bigger part of it is a conscientious understanding that we have a major problem that can be solved. And only as Mainers working together with other Mainers are we going to save Mainers. And that's really what it's all about.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.